I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. Watch out, ACL Fest. It looks like North Texas is vying for a piece of the music festival pie. The Plano Star reports that the Plano City Council has approved an agreement between the city and entertainment company Live Nation to host a multi-day music festival beginning in 2014. The city says the agreement paves the way for Plano to host an event that will draw attendees from not only the Metroplex, but across Texas and the U.S. While the still-untitled festival is expected to initially bring in 20,000 guests per day, the city says it has plans to grow that number substantially. Well, Beatles fans, there's new music coming your way. Rolling Stone's reporting that a new anthology of previously unreleased Fab Four recordings is due out in November. On Air, Live at the BBC, Volume 2 is a collection of recordings from the band's mid-1960s appearances on BBC Radio. The first volume was released in 1994. No word yet on the magnitude of this set. Singer Robin Thicke has been in the media a lot recently for a variety of controversies surrounding his hit song, Blurred Lines, but he's not the only one getting big attention for the track. According to The Guardian, a song from 86-year-old composer John Beckwith is seeing a major increase in downloads and streams because it, too, is called Blurred Lines. But unlike the top 40 pop single, Beckwith's version is a 10-minute recording of just harpsichord and violin. When asked if he'd heard Thicke's track, the composer said he had not, but added, and quoting here, "I'm told the lyrics are bawdy." In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.